Events in Ulster yesterday surrounding the debate on conversion therapy in the Stormont Assembly were most distressing for a true child of God. I felt myself almost overwhelmed as I read the news reports of the debate and the accompanying interviews and statements by so-called religious leaders. This morning I read several portions of God's Word, including 2 Timothy chapter 4. At the beginning of that chapter, I read the following verses. I charge thee therefore before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing, and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make foolproof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and the verses 1 to 5. Three things were impressed upon my heart as I looked at these verses. First of all, it is the duty of the minister to go on contending with the wickedness of the day, no matter how distressing and overwhelming it appears to be. Secondly, I must do my best, despite advancing years, to meet that obligation. Thirdly, it occurred to me that I could produce an audio response to the ongoing attacks of the devil. That would ease the problems with mounting written articles on my site, and likely make it easier for our supporters, since they can listen while doing other things, which they could not do if attempting to take in a written article. Out of these considerations has come a decision to produce some audio reports, which I can circulate by email in the manner by which I send out sermons and school assembly talks. I'm going to name the reports "The Time Has Come." You see that it springs from Paul's words, "The time will come," verse 3. What he said would come has now undoubtedly come to pass. I trust that this little venture will prove a blessing to you all, and also make it easier for you to pass on to others the Bible's response to the abounding errors of today. I have already given my opinion on the actual debate in Stormont and its outcome in the article entitled "Gay Conversion Ban: Therapy is a Humiliating and Harmful Practice." I sent that out by email yesterday. However, in this audio report, I would like to make some comments on the aftermath of the debate as it is reported in today's press. In the Belfast Live news site, there was an article with the headline, "Doug Beattie Delivers Powerful Speech in Gay Conversion Therapy Debate." Most of you know that Doug Beattie is an Ulster Unionist member of the Stormont Assembly, who is proving to be one of the most liberal-minded of Unionists. By liberal, I do not mean enlightened, but rather I mean he is one who holds views liberated from any reference to God's Word and owing any allegiance to it. Protestant he may claim to be, but he is anything but. He is of that school of religion that can openly support the campaign mounted by the Sodomite faction. Were I permitted to write the headline for the Belfast Live report on his speech, I would have written, Doug Beattie delivers powerfully evil speech in gay conversion therapy debate. It is reported that on the 12th of August 2019, Beattie referred to himself as Irish on the Pat Kenny radio show aired from Dublin. He said, "I'm Irish. I'm an Irishman. And I've said this all along. I'm also an Ulsterman. You know, I'm British. I'm a European. I'm all of these things, and I'm multi-layered. God Save the Queen represents me, as does the sash my father wore. Ulster Rugby. But so does the Shamrock. So does Gaelic Games. So does Guinness. So does St. Patrick's Day. All of these things are part of my identity." That information comes from the Wikipedia news site. Very obviously, he is neither one thing nor the other. He can mix and mingle with Unionists and Republicans and appear to affiliate himself with both. One thing he is not: a humble believer in the Bible. That he made clear when he refused an amendment to his motion in the Stormont debate, even when pressed to do so by Mr. Jim Allister. The amendment would have safeguarded the freedom to preach that conversion from sin which all men require if they are to get to heaven, as it is set forth in the Holy Scriptures. Doug Beattie claimed in a Belfast Telegraph interview back in March 26, 2018, that he did not go to church, but he believed in God. True belief in God is characterized by open and consistent obedience to the Word of God. Promoting the cause of the LGBT defiers of God does not indicate true belief in God. He may be the pin-up boy of the pro-sodomite lobby today, but a day is coming when he and they will realize just how wrong was that lifestyle which, unitedly, they presently strive to enforce upon Ulster. The day I am referring to is the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. On that day, Beattie and his ilk will realize to their horror that all they hold dear and campaign for is an offense to God and has earned his wrath. Sad to report, and it is sad indeed, 5 DUP members refused to vote against the Doug Beattie motion. They were MLAs Foster, Cameron, Bradley, Weir, and Dodds. Amongst that list are professing Christians. Just what puts the difference between their position and that of those who voted for the motion? Have they forgotten that the Saviour has said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth"? Luke chapter 11, verse 22. In the light of this scripture, the above-named DUP members are against the truth of God and the cause of Christ. Another report, which I wish to make a brief comment upon, appeared on the local BBC news site. The headlines ran, "Londonderry, family of man shot by PSNI make a complaint." Part of the subsequent report reads, "Solicitor Kieran Shields said the man's sisters want to know what justification there was for the use of lethal force. A police officer sustained knife wounds to his arm and head in the incident. Such a ludicrous demand could only come from within the Republican community. The man shot was evidently bent on murdering the policeman he stabbed. Had he not been shot and wounded, he doubtless would have continued to stab the officer, hoping to strike his heart and so murder him. Lethal force was not used, and it's wrong to speak of lethal force, for the man was only wounded by the policeman, and he is in hospital recovering from his wound. With such a mindset found amongst Republicans and Nationalists in Northern Ireland, it ought not to be difficult for all fair-minded outsiders to recognise how difficult it is to achieve any form of peace and normality in our province. Christian, we are called upon to live in the midst of much evil. To do so requires much grace from the Lord. Heed these verses with which I close. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalm 91 and the verses 1 to 4. May the Lord bless this witness to your hearts. And it would be nice to hear if you would like me to continue such an audio report on ongoing matters in our land. God bless you, and goodbye.